Yemeni Law School. Their clients are Yemeni prisoners just transferred to Oman. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hello, Winnipeg.
You're listening to CKUW 95.9 in Winnipeg, and we acknowledge that we are broadcasting on Treaty 1 territory, the traditional and ancestral home of the Anishinaabe, Indianwalk, Dakota, and Anishinaabe peoples, and the homeland of the Red River Métis Nation. Hi there, and welcome to Voyage for January the 8th, 2025. Yes, an interesting start to the year. I don't want to go there. I just want to tell you that you're going to hear some of the best in the world of jazz for the next 3 hours, and I hope you can stay tuned and maybe get your mind off of things that you'd rather not think about. I know it's the 8th of January. The Christmas decorations are probably all gone in your house and stored away for another season, and we're ready to get down to the working part of any January, which is always a very difficult and busy time for most of the world, actually. And my name is Keith Black, and going into this year, it just will be pretty close in a few weeks. It'll be 26 years since the first time you heard that theme, and it's been kicking around for a long time, and the music has developed, and believe me, there is no way that I can even keep up with the great jazz that's being recorded around the world. But I'll do my best, do a little bit. I'll go through the playlist briefly before I go back and give it in a little bit more detail so that you know what's going to happen for the next 3 hours or so. I'm going to start with an American group called Tar Baby. Mm-hmm. I'll talk a bit about that when I get there. Then a duet album with cellist Peggy Lee and guitarist Cole Schmidt out of Vancouver. Then Chris Davis. I don't know if Vancouver was her original home or not, but she's now a pianist in New York. Then Marius Nesset, saxophonist and arranger composer from Norway, with Leif Ove Andsnes, with a very sort of crossover type album that I'll talk about again when I get there. My historical segment today is Michel Petrucciani. That may or may not be a familiar name to you, but Le Petit Michel was quite an amazing talent with quite a remarkable backstory, and I'll talk a bit about that when I get down there. Then Trio San with Satoko Fuji. And Trio San is one of the one of my favorite albums from last year, actually, that I didn't get a chance to play. Last week I did a complete show of eight favorite albums from 2024. I obviously couldn't play them all. There's many, many more. But one of them that I had commented on was this Trio San album, and I'll be sampling it later on today. Then Angel, I'm not even, isn't that embarrassing? I don't even know for sure how they like their name pronounced. Angel and Crane with some very interesting electronic stuff. Fascinating album. Then Walter Smith III. And I'll end probably with Miguel Zinno on alto saxophone. That's the full lineup. Now let's get back to the front end, as they used to say. The group Tar Baby is actually a trio made up of Oren Evans on piano, Eric Rivas on bass, and Nasheet Waits on drums. The name of the album is You Think This America? I think that's how they want it to be pronounced. You Think This America? I don't even want to think about the answer to that that's floating through my mind. Anyhow, the group is called Tar Baby, and that does need some explanation. The name Tar Baby is taken from a character in Uncle Remus, a collection of African-American folk tales published in 1881. The name, Orrin Evans has said, as a child was read the stories by his father, and he has some things to say, which I want to quote. Is basically things that are indigenous to this music that we play and being stuck in those traditions and then speaking with our own voice. There's always some type of reference to the physicality of it as opposed to the decision-making or intellectual part of the creativity. A lot of that has its foundations in certain aspects of our culture in this country in terms of preconceived notions about members of the society, especially the black members. End quote. Okay, so however the title is pronounced and whatever the music sounds like, this is protest music in a sense. It's certainly a social comment, and Tar Baby is a very interesting album indeed. The album is called You Think This America. I'm going to play two tracks. The first one is Blues, When It Comes, and then Reconciliation. Amen to that one. Here we go, Tar Baby. Thank you. the trio called Tar Baby there with two tracks from their album called You Think This America. That second track was called Reconciliation, something to be longed for on a number of different levels, I would have to say. Interesting stuff, and really, they work very well together, this trio. It's really fine work. And you'll hear more of that, I'm sure, in time to come. Moving back to Canada now with what looks to be like a duet album with Peggy Lee from the West Coast, with Peggy Lee on cello and Cole Schmidt on guitars. But they have any number of guests that come and go on the tracks, and I'm not going to try and pick out which does what. The album is called Forever Stories of Moving Parties. And there's a colon after of. Forever Stories of, colon, Moving Parties. Anyhow, let me tell you some of the folks that show up throughout this album. Along with Peggy Lee on cello and Cole Schmidt on guitars, is J.P. Carter on trumpet and electronics. Mel Hong on drums. Lisa Rysandel Lave, I think, on tenor, electronics, and voice. Wayne Horvitz on piano, organ, and Wurlitzer, and electronics. Meredith Bates on violin. Frank Rosselli on electronics. Erica Ungel, she's going to show up later on her own album, I guess, on voice and electronics. Sonny Kim on voice and electronics. Dylan Vanderskyfe on drums and percussion. Melissa Hubert on flute, James Goddard on alto, James Mager on electric bass and synth and bass, and Sarah Schoenbeck on bassoon. Really interesting stuff here. And then they come and go. It's a really neat album. In some ways, it is, in fact, perhaps not as adventurous as some of Peggy Lee's stuff has been, but collectively, it is a very fine outing. I'm going to play three tracks from this album called Forever Stories of Moving Parties. First one's called Blame, then Moving Clocks from a Heated House. I don't know why. And the third one is It Will Come Back. Here's Peggy Lee and Cole Schmidt and Friends. Thank you.
멀리서 수면이 솟아오른다. 거기서부터 겨울바다가 다가온다. 힘차게 더 가까이 밀려온다. 파고가 가장 높아진 순간 하얗게 부서진다. 부서진 바다가 모래펄을 미끄러져 뒤로 물러난다. 물과 물이 만나는 경계에 서서 마치 영원히 반복될 것 같은 파도의 움직임을 지켜보는구나. 그러나 실은 영원하지 않다. 지구도 태양계도 언젠가 사라지니까.
Fascinating album with lots of different people on different tracks, but the leaders there are cellist Peggy Lee and guitarist Cole Schmidt, with a whole bunch of other people, mainly from the Vancouver area. At least that's where Schmidt and Lee basically hang out. And very interesting album. There's always neat stuff. Peggy Lee's been involved in some remarkable projects, and so has Cole Schmidt. And their production here, the moods change radically throughout that album, and it's really very worthwhile. It's called Forever Stories of Moving Parties. And you are listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name's Keith Black. Jazz between 10 and 1 live here on Wednesdays, and streamed live at CKUW.ca. Archived there as well, so you can check out previous shows if that is your wish. And time is now moving into the second half hour of our show. It's 10:37 Central Time, and I hope you can stick around. There's really neat stuff still to come. A change in pace now, to some extent, I guess. Chris Davis was actually born in Canada, although now she's one of the mainstays of the New York avant-garde scene. Playing piano. She has here with her on this album bassist Robert Hurst and drummer Jonathan Blake. And it's called Run the Gauntlet is the album. And it's specifically, she is celebrating six different jazz pianists: Jerry Allen, Carla Bley, Marilyn Crispo, Angelica Sanchez, Sylvie Courvoisier, and Rini Rosnes. It's very Chris Davis does very adventurous and wonderful stuff. Her albums, she did a live at the Vanguard album last year or the year before that was just stellar. And this is also a real winner. I'm going to play three tracks. The first one is called Beauty Beneath the Rubble, and then the second one, both of these are relatively short, is Beauty Beneath the Rubble Meditation. And then the third of the three is called Knot Weed, K-N-O-T, Weed. Here is Chris Davis and her group, her trio, basically, with Robert Hurst and Jonathan Blake, with three tracks from Run the Gauntlet, starting with Beauty Beneath the Rubble. Thank you.
Thank you.
pianist Chris Davis from her album Run the Gauntlet with a series of tracks there. Very fine music that she produces. There's incredible creativity and somewhat adventurous, I suppose, if that word means anything these days. But an excellent album called Run the Gauntlet. And we've run the gauntlet almost through the first hour of our program today. It's 10:56, and it will be just about 2 hours, well, 2 hours left in the show. And there's some neat music to come of all sorts of different types, so don't go anywhere. Now, the next album is one of those things that... defies any easy definition, put it that way. I'm stumbling for the words here. Saxophonist Marius Neset, Norwegian, has done a lot of work both in just more, quote, conventional, end quote, jazz groups, and has done a lot of arranging, composing, and playing of symphonic jazz with several European symphony orchestras. A very interestingly creative writer and arranger. And this latest album, he has teamed up with a classical pianist named Leif Ove Andsnes. And the result is the notes don't. I don't think the notes know quite what to make of this. They just say that it sort of is music that's somewhere beyond the boundaries of what is normally considered either jazz or classical traditions. And then in one of the liner notes, it says just don't call it fusion. No, I don't think there'd be any reason to do that. There are clear elements of both the jazz and classical traditions in this album, and the playing and the arrangement is very interesting. I've listened to this now a few times, and the depth and the interactions and the compositional variety is just amazing. As well on this, with these two friends and different genre backgrounds, artists with Neset and Andsnes, they also have included Neset's sister, actually, whose name is Ingrid Seftland Neset, who is the principal flautist with the Stavanger Symphony Orchestra, and Louisa Tuck. Who is the principal cellist with the Oslo Philharmonic, and they operate very well. There's a couple of longer sort of suites within this album, and then some that are more individual play more individually. I'm going to play three tracks. The first one is called Waterfall Jig. The second one is called Introduction to Prague's Ballet. And then the third one is Prague's Ballet. Those are the three tracks that I'm going to play. And it is very much genre-bending music, but there are spectacular elements of jazz still involved with classical riffs, and the interplay between them is not that uncommon these days. There's an awful lot of that sort of general genre bending, and this is a wonderful example of that. And Neset has always been a very